Welcome to the Radiant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ray, the Somatic Coach, and I'm here to support you in healing your past, living in the present, and creating your future so that you can become the most centered, embodied, and happiest version of yourself. Each week, I'll be bringing you episodes to help you navigate life's challenges, ease stress and tension, and learn more about holistic healing, spirituality, and wellness. If you're interested in becoming the best version of yourself so that you can live the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. Subscribe to the podcast and the monthly newsletter and follow me on Instagram and TikTok to know when new episodes are released each week. I am so happy that you've landed here. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so glad that you're tuning in for today's episode. If you are new here, I'm Ray. I'm a somatic coach and breathwork facilitator. And if you aren't new here, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here and we get to hang out this morning, potentially, if you listen in the morning, and if you don't, whenever you're tuning in. So last week, I shared a little bit about how I'm reading this book called Worthy by Jamie Curran Lima. And I'm about halfway through now, and there was one section that I was reading last night that I wanted to share with you. So this section is from chapter 4, and it's called You Have Greatness Inside of You. And this is just one part of the chapter. Where you come from, and even where you are right now, doesn't determine where you're going. Where you are right now in your story matters less than the person you're becoming in it. I have made and still make more mistakes than I can count, often daily, but today I correct them sooner, forgive myself quicker, and catch myself before I attach my mistakes to my own self-worth or identity. I love this quote so much because, really, for the first sentence where it says, where you come from and even where you are right now doesn't determine where you're going. And the slogan of the podcast, I don't really say it much, is healing the past, living in the present, and creating your future. And I love, love, love how this quote connects to that kind of mission of my podcast. Like, we all have our unique lived experiences. We all have a past. And how can we work through anything that might be holding us back? How can we live in the present? And how can we really work towards our dreams, our goals, our vision, knowing that we are innately worthy? And yeah, I love this quote. So I'm only halfway through the book. I totally lost my page now that I opened up to that quote. But I will refind it and I'm going to keep sharing with you guys as it gets better. And before we dive into today's episode, I also wanted to share with you about the April calendar. So if you received the monthly newsletter, you may have saw that there are a ton of fun events happening this month. And I wanted to share about one in particular. It's called Clearing the Clutter, and it's a mini retreat. It's happening on April 14th at 11 a.m. right at Reiki Shores, which is in Island Park on Long Island. So it is in person, not virtual. So if you're tuning in and you're in the local area, definitely come and check it out. It's going to be a really fun collaboration with 5 different practitioners. So you'll be able to experience breathwork, meditation, Reiki healing, astrology, sound healing. It's really like a fun way to experience a little bit of all the different modalities. And it is based around clearing out the clutter from the winter. So just like we kind of bloom and we do some spring cleaning, this is the same idea, but it's like a nice energetic spring cleaning. So come on down, hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some light refreshments and goodie bags for you to walk away with. So if you have any questions about that, let me know and I'll leave the link to sign up in the show notes. All right. So for today's topic, I was kind of thinking about a lot of different things. And it was a little tough for me to just choose one topic today. So I might end up recording a few episodes today, but we'll see. For today's topic, I wanted to talk about if I was just starting out on my healing journey. So for me, that was processing anxiety and grief. And I was just at the beginning of that journey. What are 5 things that I would suggest to do? So wherever you are, it doesn't have to be anxiety and grief. That was just my lived experience. But whatever you're kind of bumping up against, if I was just starting out, what are five things that I would suggest that you do? So the first thing that I would suggest is kind of ironic, but it's to start, right? So many of us stay where we are because we either don't know what to do, or we think we have to do it all alone, or we end up kind of feeling stuck in the place that we are because we don't know how to move out of that place. So starting is the most important thing you can do because it will create that momentum. And sometimes starting just means like going to a new class or asking a friend if they have a referral, or, you know, doing a Google search to look for like a coach or a healer or a therapist or a class or a blog even, or a podcast episode, just something that will kind of like spark that momentum of knowing that whatever you might be bumping up against. So for me, it was anxiety, that there are things out there that can help us, right? So this might take some time to also find what the right fit is for what you're looking for. But as you find out, and as you're looking and starting that journey, you'll also find out what's not the right fit. And it will lead you to what is the right fit. So for myself, I know that when I was really processing a lot of grief and anxiety from when my dad passed away, before that moment, I was really into mindfulness and meditation. But with what I was going through, that I needed more. I needed more support. I needed more tools. I needed more information. I needed more space holding. I needed more. And after that moment happened, it opened up like a whole can of worms, a whole world that I wasn't really open to, even though prior to that moment, I had anxiety and I had tried to go to a therapist or speak with somebody. I remember the first time I went, I was like so embarrassed, like so nervous. And the woman's response was like, oh, well, like you're a good girl, like you're a good person. And I was like, that doesn't help me with anxiety, lady. Like I need help with this feeling that I had in my body. I was like really feeling like shortness of breath. I think I was a sophomore in college at that time, and I was so nervous about graduating. I was really anticipating like very just like future mindset oriented, anticipating that transition after college. And I knew I had to like decide if I wanted to keep competing. And I was really torn up about that because I played soccer in college and lacrosse. And so that was just kind of like what I was facing in this moment when I like first started this journey. And so I knew that the grief and sadness and heartbreak after my dad passed away was so overwhelming that I had to do something. And that's when I was like, all right, I'm going to try working with a therapist again. And thank goodness I did. Woman was a lifesaver. But I would say like the first thing to do is whatever you're bumping up against, it doesn't have, you don't have to like wait until something, you know, pretty traumatic happens. You can start. You can start and take it day by day, take it one step at a time, and go on the journey of finding what might work for you. And the second thing that I would suggest to do as you're on this journey is to make it fun. And this, for me, looked like going to workshops, going to classes, festivals, retreats. One of my absolute favorite things I do every year, except for COVID year, was I go to a yoga festival with one of my best friends. And it is like my version of Christmas morning. There is nothing I love more than having a few days to just like reflect and process and dream and play. And they are so fun and you meet amazing people. And the ones that I've gone to have like a little bit of everything. Like, yes, it's a yoga retreat, but that's where I discovered breathwork. They also have like dance classes and drawing and coloring and art. And it's funny because a lot of times when I go to these things, I end up doing like yoga nidra, which is sleep yoga. And then I'll go to like a sound healing, which is also kind of like sleeping. And then I'll go to breath work, which is also like laying down. So I tend to like these like really restorative Zen classes that just really get you like regulated. And I really just think that these festivals and retreats and workshops and classes, like they all add up. And over time, after having all of those experiences and gathering all of those tools, whatever journey you're on, whatever your intention might be, whether it's grief, anxiety, sadness, perfectionism, people pleasing, I mean, it could be anything, you'll notice that all these little moments add up. And then one day you'll look back and you'll be like, oh, like, look how much fun that was going through that process of healing. I actually had a great time. And then the third thing that I would suggest on your journey is following the ping, is what I call it, and staying curious. So while you're on this exploration, notice what interests you. Notice what does not interest you. What's not your vibe? For example, prior to when my dad passed away, I was doing a lot of like yoga, and I knew that I wanted more. Like, I knew I wanted something like a little bit deeper, and yoga is beautiful. And I had favorite teachers and I like loved going to their classes, but I was looking for something like a little bit deeper. And that's how I found breathwork. But the only way I would have found breathwork is if I followed that ping of trying different classes, following different yoga teachers that I liked, going to a yoga festival, even though I wasn't necessarily like a yogi, and I wouldn't really even consider myself now maybe a yogi. But if it wasn't for that exploration, I wouldn't have found breathwork, and I wouldn't have found what really interests me and what worked for my body and my nervous system. And I can share even like a little bit about something now that I found out of just being curious is called a heart wall clearing. And so what a heart wall clearing is like over time, we've had all of these lived experiences and little traumas can create like a little energetic wall around our heart. And it's all about subconscious beliefs. It's nothing conscious that we're doing. And it's past trauma that can get built up over time. And I just happened to come across it actually from my sound healing certification. And I thought it was so interesting. And I was like, I really liked the facilitator, the person that was facilitating the heart wall clearing. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. I think this is like really interesting. And it's, again, I got the ping, I got the interest, and it's something that I found recently. So I did a little bit of research and now I'm trying it. So I think I'm on like my fourth or fifth session of the heart wall clearing. And I can tell you more about that too. If you're interested, just send me a DM and I'll give you all the deets. And I can also share something that I tried that I did not like is when I go to a class and sometimes the teacher might be like just speaking at a very high volume, or like, I don't want to say they're like yelling because they're teaching, so they're definitely not yelling. But similar to that story that I shared actually in my last episode about the breathwork teacher who was like, breathe, 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 like really not forcing, that's the wrong word, but really encouraging us to breathe deep and like breathe intense and like fire, fire, fire energy. And I just noticed for me, it's like super hard to focus and to like kind of drop in and down regulate when the fire energy is just like out of sorts. And that is totally my personal preference. And that also might change. Like maybe in a few years, I'm going to be like, yes, like yell at me, tell me to breathe. But for right now, that's just something that's not aligned for me. And you might love that, and that's beautiful. But I'm discovering that because I'm following the ping. And that's something that you can do from when you first start your journey, is follow what makes you curious, follow what is lighting you up, what's giving you like insights that you want, or healings, or shifts in energy that you're looking for. And also notice like what's not your vibe. And the fourth thing that I would suggest if you are just starting on your healing journey is building a support system that has a trauma-informed background. So for me, when I was just in the beginning of like my deeper healing journey, this was right after my dad had passed away, I found a therapist that I really jived with, and she was awesome. And therapy was great for me at that time. You know, I was young, I was 24. I was not familiar with talking about trauma or my feelings or anxiety deeper than just like experiencing it. And it was exactly what I needed at that time. Coaching is also great if you're looking for something specific or if you have some experience around what you're looking to work on. So somatics, anxiety, confidence, there are so many people out there that are coaches that specialize in very niche areas. Then there's also healers, people that more, maybe they identify more with like a specific modality like Reiki healing or the heart wall clearing that I was just mentioning earlier. And then there's also like information-based knowledge. So maybe something like human design interests you, or Enneagram readings, or gene keys, or astrology, something that's more like information-based. And all of these are great options. It's getting curious about the ones that speak to you, the people that you trust, the people that you want to go a little bit deeper with, and building that support system so that maybe, you know, one day you want energy healing, something like Reiki, and the next day you want some breath work, and the next day you want to speak to your therapist. Like, what does it look like for you? And what does that support system look like for you based on what you need? And then the fifth thing that I would suggest if you are just starting out on your healing journey is letting it be messy, letting go of perfectionism. Can't even say that word. Letting go of perfectionism. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have it all figured out. We are all human, myself included. You can still mess up no matter how much healing work you do, no matter how curious you are. The only form of success and happiness is the one that you create, the one that you identify with. And so letting it be like this fun, flowy, messy, imperfect journey of finding like, what are your personal values? What does happiness look like to you? What does success mean to you? And let yourself explore with it being messy and learning as you go. So these are the five things that I would suggest if I was just starting out on my healing journey and I was at the beginning. The first would be to start. So many of us stay where we are because we either don't know what to do or we feel stuck and we think that we have to do it all alone. Get started doing your thing. The second is make it fun. Maybe include your friends, go to a class together, go to a festival, a retreat. The third is follow the ping and stay curious. Notice what you're drawn to. Notice what is interesting to you, what is also maybe not aligned for you. Build a support system that has a trauma-informed background. Lots of times when we're on these journeys, we can discover something that maybe we didn't even know before. So I think the trauma-informed piece is really important. And then let it be messy. Let go of the perfectionism and learn as you go. Amazing. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I will leave the April calendar and all the different events that I have going on in the show notes for you to check out. If you have any questions, send me a DM or send me an email. And I am, as always, so grateful and so thankful for you tuning into the podcast. I have so much fun recording these episodes for you. And I hope you have an incredible rest of your day, an incredible rest of your week. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you are moved or inspired, please share with me by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It means the world to me, and I am so appreciative for your support in helping my podcast grow. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Instagram and TikTok and follow me at Ray the Somatic Coach. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, opportunities to work with me, and ways we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I'm so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to talk with you on our next episode of the Radiant Life Podcast.